So we have the Supreme Court Clinic at the law school, which we started about 10 years ago. Several members of the faculty had clerked at the Supreme Court. We have some alums who are pretty accomplished Supreme Court litigants. And we on the faculty had kept our toes in the water by consulting now and then. And about 10 years ago, we had a case. One of our alums, whose name is David Frederick, he's an exceptional UT law grad. He has an appellate practice in D.C. at Kellogg Huber, and he was with the Office of the Solicitor General. And he's argued about 45 to 50 cases in the court. And he had an interest in a case, and myself and another of my colleagues, Michael Sterley, had an interest in the case. And we thought, you know, we've got exceptional third-year students. Let's hire them as research assistants on this case, because it takes a lot of work to litigate a Supreme Court case. And we hired a bunch of students, and it was a big success. And the next year or the next semester, we went to the dean, and we said, you know what? Instead of us paying the students to do this work, they could pay us, and we could give them credit. And it wasn't exactly like that, but the idea was we've got great students. They want a clinic. They'll have more time to do serious appellate work if they're not trying to do it in addition to 15 credits. So the dean thought that's a great idea. At the time, there was only one other Supreme Court clinic. Stanford had started theirs before ours. But it was definitely an opportune time to get into the Supreme Court clinic enterprise. We have exceptional students who can do this work and for whom the experience of doing Supreme Court work in law school will pay off, not necessarily in the sense they're trained to go do Supreme Court work themselves, but it helps them get great clerkships.